Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Need advice? Taco Bob to the rescue. Time for Ask Taco Bob.
On 101.1 WJRR.
It's Orlando's Rock Station Lunch and Taco Show. Welcome in world-renowned life coach LCTV. Oh, I was going to ask you, we're going casual today. There it is. Did Petty's even allow you in without your...
Yeah, that was the problem.
Your trademark sports coat?
When I went in there, I got their soup of the day. Got it all over my sports coat, so I was letting it hang dry
for a little bit. Soup there?
You know, everything at Petty's. They're known for high-quality meats and ice-cold... But they're not known for the ice-cold beer. I just like it for... When you walk into Petty's to shop, you pour yourself an ice-cold beer. And the best part is that draft beer right there, that thing's free. And you cruise around and shop. You get the sandwich of the week. Got everything.
Petty's on State Road 434 in Longwood, just west of I-4.
How's everything going, Reg?
I'm doing just fine.
Good.
Are you all right this morning?
I was a little flustered just because I could tell. My jacket. I don't like staying in the jacket. Anyway.
I mean, we are up on Facebook Live. I don't want you to appear not at your utmost best.
I'm ready. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
We got a bunch of... Look at this. Look at this stack right here and what I've got in front of me rolling in on a computer about... Oh, my God. The music teachers. We got... Somebody with the grandmother's ghost.
Listeners flock to LCTB for life advice.
LC, I have a little extra money that I'd like to turn into a lot. Do you have any investment advice for me? Does the life coach have investment advice? I'm like Charles Schwab, but Charles Bob. I hear there's this new thing called crypto coin.
Oh, God.
Hell, I hear even Metallica has their own version. That's just a legend.
Man, are you crossing some wires?
No, I was listening to rock news yesterday via iHeartRadio. That's a free iHeartRadio app, by the way, and I heard about it.
Metallica is warning against a crypto scam.
Yeah, there's a scam.
They're not pitching crypto,
no,
LC.
That's what it was. Honestly, investment-wise, I like to go deep and get things where it's like, when it hits, you're going to hit really big because that's a true good investment. There's a little risk with everything.
You mean like GameStop?
No, absolutely not. That's the crap that went. Anyway, no. Honestly, I just invest in sand because after this year's hurricane season, they aren't going to roll the dice. They're going to buy the hell out of sandbags. Well, you don't purchase sandbags, but the city, you know, they buy that sand probably and with our taxpayer dollar. So, they're going to have to buy it from somewhere, and guess who has it all? You do, the sand owner. You just fill your pool with it, make mountains in your backyard. It's like a salt mine. I mean, that sand is going to sell like rice in China. Because as soon as there's one storm coming, everybody's getting sandbags in those flooded areas, which is pretty much everywhere. Yeah.
You're not going to try to profit off beach renourishment, are you?
No. I'll leave that sand. We're doing the darker sand. That's the white beach sand. LCTB. I'm just giving advice. I'm not profiting at all. LCTB. I have a bunch of sand at home. My wife insists on having... Oh, listen. My wife insists on having a Christmas tree in every room of the house.
Oh, I've heard of this before.
We all know somebody.
Yeah.
I put up with it for years, but can't take it anymore. What should I do? You could do a Christmas tree bonfire, but you might, you know, lose your marriage over Christmas trees. It's not that bad. Well, you could just tell her you need a quote-unquote certain favor for each Christmas tree in the house.
Now,
if there's six of them, you need six of that certain favor that involves your candy cane. You know what I'm talking about?
I absolutely know the road you're traveling down.
I forgot one on Facebook Live of them, I'm a professional life coach doing that symbol.
Yeah.
So, what?
Did the listener indicate whether or not he's required to put the trees up, or is she...
Usually, if if the wife or is going to want trees all over the house, usually you got to help a little. But
does that include bathrooms?
The Christmas tree addicts have them everywhere.
It's just the bathroom.
No, they just have the little ones like this. They're usually like a sculpture. And then when you're washing your hands, you're trying not to knock it over. They're a pain. But so anyway, if you had just, you know, asked for that personal favor, you know, she's going to be festive enough. So you get something out of it. You get, you know, or she'll cut down on the amount of trees to give less bees. Right?
Got it.
And by the way, I'd be careful what you're bitching about because something tells me you probably have a TV in every room. Am I on to something? This is one time a year that your wife, or I know there's tree husbands out there, they want their trees. So just, it's a one-time thing. Those TVs in every room, they're going to be there all the time. LC, you seem like a very busy guy. Do you have any spare time for hobbies? Oh, I give hobbies to my clients all the time, like fishing and things like that. Is there a hobby you can suggest for me? I guess Martini Monday could be considered a hobby. That's one of my faves.
Day of the week.
The guy before you would love you to start the hobby of getting rid of his wife's Christmas trees. This could do. Look, I'm getting one guy benefiting the next. And then the guy before that, guy or lady, is going to have sand for you come hurricane season. But you want to stay real busy with a hobby? How about what you were talking about earlier? I heard on the iHeart app on the way in, the hobby of searching for Bigfoot. You're going to stay super busy because you're never going to find the damn thing.
It's true.
True words never said. Deer, need your help, LCTB. It started with deer. Very good-looking lady at my gym. Oh, there's a very good-looking lady at my gym. We both flirt a little bit. Should I ask her out? My dilemma is that if it doesn't go well, I'll have to see her at the gym all the time after that.
Mm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I see your dilemma. But I say you still need to go for it, because if she's good-looking and flirty, I mean, YOLO. No, I hate that phrase. You only live one. That was the gayest phrase. Anyway, plus if it doesn't go well with her, just switch workout schedules.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could probably just go a different time of day,
not
right?
At night, or change gyms.
Yeah.
You could just gym hop. You probably get to another gym and go, wow, this is so much better anyway, and it's all new. Anyway, life coach, I love a good bagel with cream spread. A friend of mine thinks cream cheese is not a cheese, but only has the name cheese in it. What are your thoughts, life coach?
Oh, no.
Lucky for you, I used to date a Jewish broad, and I know that cream cheese is, in fact, and this is a fact, it's a cheese.
Is it made in Philadelphia?
It's actually, no, don't joke about cream cheese. It's actually a soft, neutral-tasting cheese made from cow's milk and cream. Look up the definition if you don't believe me. Jessica could tell you. Oh, and by the way, I broke up with Jessica because, the Jewish gal, when I found out how many presents I had to give her during Hanukkah. We had a good thing going, too. Instead of, like, Netflix and chill, we had Netflix and schmear. Okay, now, this is a really long one, but it's house advice, so I will give it. And if we don't get to the other ones at 225-26, I'll print them out.
Yeah, you're going to have to wrap it up with this one, LCTV.
I got a teacher that did... No, I'm doing two. I don't care.
The big rock block coming
I'm
up.
I'm a middle school teacher. I'll give you your real estate advice next week, the dude with the trailer. I'm a middle school teacher. I'm a middle school music teacher looking for or thinking about a career change, but I don't know what I'm qualified to do. What career should I move to? Don't change careers. Music is your life. How about just starting a band camp? Because the people that are going to attend your band camp are going to want to be there. Unlike kids at school that have to take band, they figure if you're having to take it to school, you're nerdy is what they think, but it's not. You can get a damn good scholarship at a college. But... plus, you make way more because you're cutting out the middleman of a school. You have your own company, a band camp. Other suggestion, OnlyFans, and just like play different instruments nude on a stool. People would like that. But just be ready for like, you know, the one time at band camp sickos. Dude, they're going to come out of the woodwork. Yeah, you're going to be.
Was that on
where the flute's going.
On a stool.
Yeah. It's just like in Forrest Gump when Jenny was playing yes. in the strip club. And she just had the guitar covering her privates. I know a lot about that. Not like ever pleasure myself to it or anything. It doesn't sound like, right? Anyway, I'm in a bind with childcare, LC. Love my kid. I just love to be able to go to happy hour every now and then. Any solutions? Hey, you back to the gym. Join a gym with kid care. You just dress up like you're, you know, workout clothes, like you're going to work out. Drop the kid off in the kid area. Then start walking towards the gym floor, just like you're going for the workout, right? And just keep on walking by it to the exit door. Voila. You're at happy hour and the kid's playing with his new buddies in daycare. Huh? You might want to use mints when you come back to pick them up. But
solution to every life situation.
Is that my pilot right out there?
That's the world-renowned life coach.
Is that my pilot?
It is.
Hey, Brandon, is that you? Come on, let's go, Brandon!
You say it, we play it. Cast your vote now on our Facebook page at 1011WJRR. 1011WJRR.
Orlando's Rock Station.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.